So the thing that you want is you don't want to give up on your dreams, on your hopes for the future, because that will age you very quickly and that will have cascading effects on your health, both mentally and physically. How does one accept oneself if they're not successful yet? And how do you accept who you are in the moment, even if you're struggling right now? The thing is, it's not success that's so important in this world, to me at least. The feeling that I think we should aim for is a feeling of fulfillment, such as, I had dreams when I was a child, things I wanted to accomplish, things I believe I am capable of accomplishing. And I haven't given up on that, and I'm still struggling to reach some of those goals, and I'm on my way. When you're in your 20s, it's easier to have that belief because there's still time and vistas of time ahead of you. And even if you've made some mistakes or had some bad jobs, you can still hope for that. It gets harder and harder as you get into your 30s and your 40s to believe that when you have followed the wrong paths in life and you have a sense of, God, things aren't going right. I'm not going to have the success that I wanted. I know personally, I was 37, 38 before I got a chance to write the 48 Laws of Power, which is very late in life. And I got very depressed by that, but I never gave up on myself. So the thing that you want is you don't want to give up on your dreams, on your hopes for the future, because that will age you very quickly. And that will have cascading effects on your health, both mentally and physically. Now, if you're in your 60s, and you're at that point, it's a little harder, but there's still things you can do. There's still things you can accomplish. You've had incredible experiences. Perhaps you've raised some children. Perhaps you've had some adventures. Maybe you can write a book. Maybe you could mentor people and teach people. But you want to have a feeling like you're aiming towards something, that your life has a purpose and a goal and a meaning to it. There's a very great book that many people have recommended and I've recommended called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And basically, he was put in a concentration camp, I believe Auschwitz, the worst circumstances any human being can ever imagine. And he emerged from that as a psychotherapist with a form of therapy called logotherapy. And he noticed that the people who survived the most horrible circumstances a human being could ever be put into were those who had some reason to stay alive, some project they wanted to do, something that they wanted to accomplish. They wanted to stay alive for their family that was still not in a camp. They wanted to stay alive because they knew they had some great discovery that they were, or a book that they were going to write. And they had a purpose and a goal and a feeling of meaning, even within all the suffering. So if you're struggling and you're suffering, you can't give up. You can't just resign yourself to it. You can't just say, ah, that's just my life. I've just got to accept it. No, you've got to have some hope. You've got to have a goal. You have to feel like there is some purpose to what I'm going through, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to aim for it. I'm going to have a goal. I'm going to have a purpose, and that will give you energy, and that will get you out of any rut that you're in, because a lot of the ruts and the feelings of inadequacy are created by the fact that you're not doing something, you're not active, you're not attempting things. At some point in life, you're just struggling too much, and things don't look very good. How do you accept that? You have to accept the fact that being alive is like this insane privilege, and you are alive, and you are breathing, and there are people in this world who are doing worse than you are. I have moments where I feel very almost self-pity for my stroke, but then I think of all the people around the world who have it so much worse than I do. You know, I have a house, I have a comfortable living. I can't feel sorry for myself. So think of the people who have it much worse than you do, that there is something beautiful about your life, about being alive, and kind of returning to some of the simple pleasures. You know, one of the simplest pleasures that anyone can have is either with their children, or for me, with pets and animals and cats and dogs, and just being around them and just observing how weird and strange they are, and to be living with another species in your house. Every day I look at my cat, who's right there on the floor next to us, and I'm just amazed that I get the privilege of spending time with this animal. So finding these kind of simple things that you still have can help you in no matter how horrible your circumstances are. So those would be kind of the advice I would give to people on that.